Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The third baseman, Ty LaForest. Batting third. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom McBride. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Skeeter Newsom. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Metkovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Billy Holm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Boo Ferris. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Boo Ferris. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The first baseman, Kirby Farrell. Batting third. The second baseman, Roy Schock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Cass Michaels. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lake moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Farrell. The throw from Holm and he is safe. Farrell steals second. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Schock reaches second base with a double. Johnson throws the ball into LaForest who tags Schock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Farrell scores. One out. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshot moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a fly ball into left field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Holm and he is safe. Moses steals second. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Moses scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. LaForest hits a fly ball into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dickshot hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Dickshot reaches second base with a double. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker bunts for an out with unknown description. Dickshot moves to third. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dickshot scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hockett. The throw from Holm and he is safe. Hockett steals second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Michaels moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Michaels scores. Tresh moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-0, White Sox. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox strikes out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. McBride reaches second base with a double. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Tobin now playing second base. Skeeter Newsom now playing shortstop. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-1 in the game. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0-for-1 in the game. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0-for-1 in the game. Ferris hits a line drive towards short. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Johnson now pitching. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tobin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. LaForest hits a fly ball into center field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Farrell scores. It's 7-0, White Sox. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dickshott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McBride, who is chasing the ball. Dickshott reaches third base with a triple. Schalk goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, White Sox. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tobin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dickshott scores. Baker moves to second. One out. It's 9-0, White Sox. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newsom scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Baker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 2 in the game. Metkovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7. With the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. the White Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson now playing center field. Tom McBride now playing left field. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Metkovich scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. Two outs. Kirby Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 2 in the game. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Farrell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Holm for the out. One out. Vic Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 0 for 1 in the game. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Ty LaForest is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaForest is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. LaForest hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. LaForest reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Tobin moves to third. It's 9-1, White Sox. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tobin scores. LaForest scores. It's 9-3, White Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. McBride strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Red Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hockett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Hockett reaches second base with a double. Baker moves to third. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker scores. Hockett scores. It's 11-3, White Sox. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards third. LaForest fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 11, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hockett. Newsom reaches second base with a double. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich is hit by the pitch. Billy Holm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holm is 0 for 3 in the game. Holm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Michaels fields it and throws to second for the out. Newsom moves to third. One out. Vic Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a line drive towards short. Michaels reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.